light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Three Ordinary Girls by Tim Brady is a vivid work of narrative nonfiction that brings to life the clandestine war waged by three Dutch teenagers against Nazi occupation. Centered on Hanny Schaft and sisters Truus and Freddy Overstegen, the book traces how ordinary girls from Harlem evolved into couriers, saboteurs, and targeted assassins in one of the most dangerous resistance theaters of World War II. Brady blends intimate biography with crisp wartime history, showing the small choices, split-second decisions, and quiet acts of defiance that escalated into high-risk missions. With the pacing of a thriller and the rigor of careful research, he reconstructs street-level operations, the networks that sustained them, and the moral weight that shadowed every act. The result is a gripping portrait of youthful courage and resolve under occupation, an exploration of ethics amid atrocity, and a restoration of women to the front line of resistance history. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from Harlem teenagers to clandestine resistors, Brady begins by grounding the story in the ordinary rhythms of Harlem, where Hanny Schaft and the Overstegen sisters navigate school, family responsibilities, and the narrowing freedoms of life under occupation. As laws harden, neighbors disappear, and the dangers of collaboration grow, the girls find themselves pulled from small acts of aid toward decisive resistance. Through contacts that test their nerve and discretion, they start as couriers, learn to blend in on bicycles, and master the art of moving unnoticed. Brady shows how their values coalesce into action, a protective instinct for the vulnerable, anger at injustice, and a willingness to accept escalating risk. He foregrounds their youth not to sensationalize, but to clarify the steep learning curve they faced in surveillance, tradecraft, and improvisation. The chaptered arc illustrates how incremental commitments became a clandestine vocation, revealing the human moments of doubt, humor, and solidarity that made their transformation possible and sustained them through fear. Secondly, sabotage, assassinations, and the craft of survival. The heart of the book details operations that demanded meticulous planning and absolute calm. Brady reconstructs missions to burn supply depots, disable bridges and rail lines, ferry arms, and deliver forged papers and ration cards. He shows how the women leveraged perceived innocence, riding beside targets on country lanes, requesting directions, and leading collaborators into carefully staged ambushes. The work required discipline in surveillance, timing, and exit routes, as well as the courage to abort when civilians were nearby or intelligence shifted. Practicalities abound. Where pistols were hidden, how signals were exchanged, and the constant recalibration of risk after crackdowns. Brady neither glamorizes nor diminishes the violence. Instead, he frames it as a tactical response to occupation and terror. By situating each action within a broader logistics chain of scouts, printers, safe houses, and lookouts, he clarifies that these missions succeeded because of teamwork, tradecraft, and the three young operatives' capacity to stay cool under pressure. Thirdly, moral calculus in a world with shrinking choices, a defining strength of the narrative is its scrutiny of ethics under duress. Brady explores how the trio confronted the psychological toll of deception, the act of taking life, and the strictures they adopted to minimize harm to bystanders. He traces the internal dialogues behind pulling a trigger and the aftermath of success, failure, or near discovery. The book grapples with dilemmas such as whether a collaborator can be turned, when sabotage is preferable to assassination, and how to weigh the value of a mission against potential reprisals on civilians. The fact that these choices fell to teenagers amplifies their gravity. Brady also examines resilience strategies, compartmentalization, dark humor, and the protective bonds inside resistance cells. Rather than tidy moral lessons, he presents a textured view in which courage coexists with fear and sacrifice with ambiguity. This ethical focus deepens the reader's understanding of resistance beyond heroics, revealing the cost and character required to act when safe choices vanish. Fourthly, Occupation Pressures and the Anatomy of a Network. The book situates the girls within the wider ecosystem of occupied Netherlands, mapping the interplay among German security services, local collaborators, black markets, and underground circuits. Brady shows how curfews, checkpoints, informants, and document inspections shaped daily life and forced innovation in movement, cover stories, and signals. He details the practical infrastructure of resistance, code names, cutouts, bicycle routes, caches, and emergency rendezvous points. The narrative underscores how crucial forgers, families, and sympathetic neighbors were to the survival of operatives and those they helped, including fugitives and hidden children. Crackdowns following high-profile attacks, mass raids, and retaliation policies raised the stakes, requiring cells to fragment, adapt, and sometimes vanish. By diagramming how information flowed and how disciplines like courier work or printing underpinned spectacular actions, Brady helps readers see resistance as a collective craft. The girls' heroism becomes inseparable from the networked ingenuity that enabled their missions to succeed longer than chance should have allowed. Lastly, aftermath, remembrance, and Brady narrative craft. In the final movement, Brady follows the war into its brutal endgame and the divergent fates of his protagonists, including capture and execution for one, and survival with lasting scars for the others. He examines the muted reception many resistors encountered after liberation, the years of personal recovery, and the slow work of memorialization in the Netherlands. Rather than closing on triumph alone, the book considers how trauma, grief, and memory shape public narratives, and why women fighters often disappeared from official histories. Brady's writing is driven by archival research, interviews, and contemporary reporting that anchor tense scenes in verifiable detail. His pacing merges suspense with context, allowing readers to feel the urgency of a mission while understanding the forces that produced it. By correcting myths, highlighting agency, and restoring nuance, he positions the three teenagers not as legend, but as determined citizens whose choices illuminate what ordinary people can do when history presses hardest. In conclusion, Three Ordinary Girls is essential for readers of World War II history, narrative nonfiction, biography, and anyone interested in leadership, ethics, and civic courage. Students, book clubs, and professionals alike will find practical insight in how clear values, teamwork, and disciplined decision-making can guide action under extreme pressure. Brady offers more than a stirring tale. He provides a framework for thinking about risk, responsibility, and resilience when choices carry real consequences. This book stands out from other resistance accounts through its focus on teenage operatives, its balanced treatment of tactics and morality, and its street-level specificity rooted in careful research. The result is a reading experience that is both gripping and clarifying. You will carry forward lessons on courage that sets boundaries, empathy that acts, and preparation that saves lives. Buy this book if you want a historically precise, ethically grounded, and emotionally resonant portrait of ordinary people doing extraordinary things. If you would like to support Tim Brady, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Better life begins in a book.